Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we travel to Southeast Asia with reports on wildlife and land seizures. The value of property in Myanmar has been rising in recent months. At the same time, there are more and more reports of property owners losing control of their land. They say they are being illegally forced off their land. When that happens, they do not receive profits when the land is sold to developers. Katie Weaver has this report.
There is development almost everywhere in Yangon. It is evidence of the government's decision to open Myanmar to international business. But there are problems at an industrial development area near the city. The area is known as the Tilawa Special Economic Zone. It is a joint project between Myanmar and Japan for foreign manufacturers. Thousands of people in the area say the military began illegally seizing their property ownership records more than 20 years ago. They say they were forced from the land after it became valuable. Saw Min is among the villagers who say they had more than 320 hectares of farmland taken by the military. Her family was forced to move to a small building opposite her property. The farmland is now being developed for housing and is said to be worth millions of dollars. Saw Min is exploring every legal method to be paid for the land. She says, they claimed that we didn't have legal ownership of the land, and they forced us to leave. I cannot move from here. I don't have another place to move to. So we keep defending our land by showing ownership documents and sending letters to the chairman of parliament. The story is similar for thousands of other people. Myanmar's president has promised that the government will investigate all reports of land seizures. But many rights groups say the government is not doing enough. So, they are asking foreign companies investing in developments in Myanmar to help them. They want the businesses to do a better job of identifying who has the legal right to the land they are purchasing. For now, the country's property laws seem weak, and the future is unclear for people like Tamia Tay. She was displaced because of a development project. She says, I don't know how to claim the money for my land. I don't understand much about laws and my legal rights. I hope that I will get a payment when my neighbors do. Community leader Megan Sua is also not sure he will be paid for the land he has farmed for years. He says he lost nearly 20 hectares of land to the economic zone. He is urging a member of parliament to take the claims of the villagers to the Farmlands Investigation Committee. Land development and foreign investment are growing in Myanmar as the country opens up following years of military dictatorship. The land cases are a test for whether the country's new economic policies will increase many people's earnings or the earnings of just a few. I'm Katie Weaver.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Efforts to stop illegal trade of endangered animals are gaining strength in some areas, including Southeast Asia. But now, officials must decide what to do with the thousands of animals rescued every year. This issue is evident at the Phnom Tho Wildlife Rescue Center, not far from Phnom Penh in Cambodia. Jerry Watson has our report.
Gibbons, a kind of ape, call across the 2,400 hectares of protected forest. Their voices sometimes can be heard, joining with those of rare birds and other endangered animals. Many of the animals arrived at the rescue center after being seized by Cambodia's Wildlife Rapid Rescue Team. The team includes Cambodian government officials and military police. Other help comes from the Wildlife Alliance, a nonprofit group based in the United States. Every year, the team rescues hundreds of endangered animals. Cambodians help to make these rescues possible by calling a special telephone hotline. A huge amount of money is exchanged in the illegal trade of animals. It is the world's third largest black market, after sales of arms and drugs. Well-organized criminal groups and corrupt or uncaring officials remove species from the wild faster than they can reproduce. The Nam Tamo Rescue Center is home to about 100 sun bears. That is the largest population of sun bears in captivity. A number of moon bears also live there. One expert says the whole protected area would support only a single bear in the wild. That is the opinion of Anuradha Jayasinghe, technical advisor with a group called Free the Bears. Two bears were set free after they regained their health over time in another part of the country. Anuradha Jayasinghe says they did well for about 3 months, but then poachers again captured them.
They both got snared again by poachers. So that's the main issue in Cambodia, is the hunting. It's just the forests aren't safe at the moment for releasing bears. And in the forest, which probably we might be able to, is full of mines.
More than 2,000 rare turtles were returned to their native wild home in Indonesia in February. These creatures were taken from wildlife traffickers. They had been seized a month earlier in Hong Kong. Pangolins are often called scaly anteaters. They are sometimes hunted for food and medicine. Those abilities have led them to become the most often seized mammal in Asia's wildlife trade. The World Watch Institute says that has caused a great loss of their populations in Cambodia, Vietnam, and Laos. Thailand forms a major point of transport for smugglers. Officials there reported seizing more than 10,000 live animals and 1,300 animal remains last year. I'm Jerry Watson.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. Be sure to check out our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.